Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, the show about everything and nothing at all. Now please welcome the Educated Redneck himself, Mr. Dan Ellison.
Greetings and welcome to the show. I just barely made it by the hair of my chinchilla traveling. Traveling is quite the adventure, trying to do a radio show and travel. Greetings from Winnemucca, Nevada, where it's 49 degrees, and we are trying to get the morning move on, and drove into the night last night after a show in Hawthorne, Nevada, after the weekend at the Carson City Nugget. So the road tour continues, the work continues. It's good to see America opening back up. It's a shame that Biden has ruined this country so much. Gas prices are unreal out here. $5 a gallon. $5 to $7 a gallon. And wasn't that stupid idiot just crowing a couple days ago? Oh, gas is $2.99 in D.C. Shut up. You're looking for dead people. When are you going to realize that Biden is 100% inept? He is. The man is absolutely inept, does not have a clue as to where he is, because he's looking for dead people. Maybe he saw her. Maybe he saw her, because that is one of them things that when people get real old and get demented, they start seeing dead people. Believe me, I took care of somebody with dementia. I know what I'm talking about. Biden is not there. He's there a little, here and there. But as far as being competent to run this country, he's not competent to run a fruit stand. Y'all understand what I just said to you? And I ain't going to take a word of that back, because that man has lost his marbles. And the Democrats are just keeping him there so when the real shit hits the fan, they can just blame him and cart him off to a old folks' home. Oh, my God. Just unreal is what it is. I mean, Reagan would make one slip, and the press, ah, he's incompetent. There's something wrong with him. He's got mental... One slip. Dan Quayle made one slip in the whole time that they was office, but they didn't let that go because there are two sets of rules. Rules for Republicans, rules for Democrats. And I am not a Republican. I have left that party. I didn't change my status, though, because I don't think that really matters. What matters is you vote for people who are good for this country. And Biden is not good for this country. Absolutely 100% not good for this country. I'm telling you. But what can you do? And he's going to fart around and get us in a war with Russia is what he's going to do. His ineptness... He's got Napoleon complex only about his ineptness. He's so inept that to prove himself not inept, he will do more stuff than is inept. Oh, yeah? You don't think I'll take us to war? Biden's thus marching us down the path of destruction and war, and you got a bunch of simps out there who are still supporting him because... a certain amount of the population is going to be stupid, no matter what. If you're supporting this idiot right now, you're stupid. I'm sorry. There's no other word for it. You really ought to take a look at what you're doing. Sorry, we're trying to take some sinus medicine. Fighting a little bit of sinusitis out here. Drinking my pomegranate and blueberry to get the day started. But if in case you ain't been paying attention, no, Dillinger, stay put. I am on the radio. Shut down. In case you ain't been paying attention, Russia's threatening nukes. Now, do you think he's just saying that? Or do you think he means it? Which one do you think it is? Do you think Putin's bluffing? Are you gonna pull his finger and find out? He is Putin, after all. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? I got to open up the mobile studio. It's cool outside, but that sun is bringing this temperature up real quick inside. Let's get a little cool air moving in here. Wee doggy. Sorry, these are things you have to deal with when working out of a van in a truck stop parking lot. That's how professional this show is. You ain't never seen professional till you can get up and get a dookie in and walk the dog and get a dookie in for him and come in and get your stereo out and get your computer out and get your show started. But we did it. But you got to pay attention to what's going on overseas. I know y'all want to bury your head. You've got a lot of stuff. Things are going horrible here. And, you know, but what are you going to do? I'll tell you what you do. This next election, you clean out. They're sitting there. Oh, the Democrats, if the Democrats hold anything, it'll be 100% proof of fraud. And my heart goes out to the people in Florida. I'm sorry you guys suffered the losses you suffered. I wish there was something that could be done about it. Oh, there is, but we won't. I'm not going to say it because it's the wrong time to say it. But just like them people that build the house on cliffs, it's beautiful till it ain't beautiful. And guess who's going to pay for all those destroyed houses? Guess who's going to pay for it? American taxpayer. That's who backs flood insurance. And to build down there, they had to have... See, this is what gets me and what you don't understand. Why does the government back flood insurance? Anybody? It's because flood insurance would have to be so high that ordinary people couldn't afford it. And then only the rich could live on those islands, and we can't have that. No, no, we must subsidize it. I mean, you shouldn't be building houses on barrier islands. Bottom line, you shouldn't be building houses on cliff faces. Bottom line, if you are going to build it and you are going to take that risk, you should make that risk and not me. Well, then only the rich can afford houses on barrier islands. Maybe they should. Maybe that should be the only people that can afford it. Why should I pay for it? You're surprised. I'm not surprised. What do you think made a lot of those barrier islands? I am sorry for the people, 100%. But it's like I live in Virginia Beach, but I don't live on the beach. My place is to live based on survivability of storms that would hit it. It's not unwise to pick a place to live based on what it will face. But yet, we now have the government, you know, with its government-backed flood insurance, because nobody else will take that deal and make it affordable. This is why this size government is a problem, They subsidize stupidity. They do. We do it all the time. You make smart decisions with your money. You save it. You do this and that. And then the government comes in, takes it, and gives it to people who made no planning of such. That's something. But the world's on fire, folks. This is what happens when you have a leader who hates the country. And he does. You can listen to him and hear him. He absolutely despises the fact that, and then he signed an executive order after executive order, creating all kinds of things that should be voted on. We are not a dictatorship. I don't give a shit whose president it is. I was against it when Trump's doing it. See, the only reason I want the president that comes in after this idiot to have the power of the executive order is so he can overturn every executive order this mental midget signed, and we can get back to voting on it like we're supposed to. The Democrats want dictatorial power. That's what they want. They want dictatorial power to tell you what car you can drive, when you can turn your electricity on, what temperature your house should be set at. They're the ones doing that. Oh, sure. Sure, they won't. Just talk to the people who've had their air conditioning turned up to 80. When you walk into any government building and it's an ice chest. Any government building is an ice chest. Yeah, you're supposed to set yours at 82, lizard people. Enjoy the heat. Folks, this government is too big. This government is too powerful. And it needs to be put back in its cage. It needs to be put back in its cage. Ain't no two ways about it. Ain't no two ways about it. We have gone so far from where we started. We don't have representatives anymore. They're representatives of the pharmaceutical industry. Oh, by the way, they're rolling out this vaccine that we're going to talk about later. If you're dumb enough to take, what is it now, the third, fourth, fifth dose, when one was going to be 99, well, two was going to be 99, two was going to be 99, and 98, and 80, and 76, and 5, 60, and then pretty soon now it's useless. It's useless as tits on a boar hog. But they're going to keep forcing it on you. How come they can mandate something that is so ineffective and so dangerous? It's because we've allowed one person to become a dictator. That's why. We were supposed to be representative republic and not one man with his pen making decisions for this country when that man can't even remember that somebody's dead. The executive order needs to be abolished completely. States of emergency need to be abolished completely. And we need to get back to living by the damn Constitution and quit taking people's rights and quit railroading people for a bunch of scared little mental midgets who are afraid of their own damn shadows and don't even know what sex they are. We need some changes, folks. We need some changes. But are we going to get them? It's amazing to me what we are accepting. A large quantity of this country is idiots and are running us down a place that there is no return. There is no return from this. You get what I'm saying? Y'all, they're going to take your rights till you finally get to one they don't want, you don't want them to take, and by then it's too late. It is. It'll be too late. Absolutely be too late. But you're just going to keep giving it away. Make me safer. Make me safer. Oh, the world's a dangerous place. There is no such thing as safety. It's an illusion. It does not exist. Everybody dies. The question is, are you going to be allowed to live? Because my favorite expression is, fear is what stands between you and what you want. A lot of you want a lot of different things, but you're not brave enough to take that step and go forward. You're not. Bravery is scary. Oh, well. The first 20 minutes ripped by as usual. And so get us some commercial breaks out of here and be right back.
Hello, Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wireta. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the One World Government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
I didn't know that there was beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door. Like,
but why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
Hey, everyone. Proof here. Just wanted to ask you guys, are you guys tired of all the mask ordinances that are passing all over the place with people telling you that you're not allowed to buy and sell unless you have a piece of fabric over your face? Well, we sure are tired of it. Please check out realbarefaceislegal.org and help us get together to fight these mask ordinances. You can also find Bareface is Legal on Facebook, either as a group or a business page. Anyway, help us fight back against these stupid mask mandates. RealBareFaceIsLegal.org.
Earthing, also known as grounding, is the act of touching our body's skin directly to the earth, just like our ancestors did as they slept, sat, and walked on the ground nearly every day of their lives. This simple connection allows Earth's natural negative electrons to enter the human body, pacifying dangerous free radicals, which, if left unchecked, can cause severe damage to cells that can lead to many chronic diseases. Ground Therapy's patented process and suite of products were designed for you to experience all the benefits of grounding in your busy and modern lifestyle. And you'll experience the benefits of grounding within the safety and comfort of your home or office throughout the entire day, just as if you were touching the earth itself.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Whew! I always love the disclaimers. All right. Let's not mess around. Let's get to the news. I guess we'll start with Drudge. I don't know. I'm not, again, this is not picking. This is just something that to show you how we have become a society of fearful people. When you first watch the first press conferences after the hurricane, instead of trying to instill calm, instead of trying to instill steadfastness and hope, we run right to fear and fear and fear. The sheriff said there are hundreds dead on the islands. And now the death count topped 70. While 70 is a tragedy, do not get me wrong. We have heard this hundreds of deaths before. It was Katrina. And they didn't. That's what I'm saying. Spread fear instead of calmness. We see fear gets, see, they all understand that once you start spreading fear, you can do whatever you want. Because it's an emergency. And it's that clause in the Constitution that says your rights don't apply during an emergency, right? You remember that clause. It's the Democrat clause or whatever it is. That rights just go away in a state of emergency. And so you just declare a state of emergency and bang, all the rights are gone. See how that works? You don't have to go through a coup. You don't have to go through a January 6th. You don't have to put on your bison hat and lead the insurrection, air quotes. No, just declare an emergency. Declare an emergency for a 99% survival virus. Make everybody put something on their face. Make them take an experimental shot, you know, because emergency. We need to pass laws that 100% prevent them from ever doing this again. They should have to have a vote. It should have to be debated. There should be evidence from both sides, and we shouldn't do this stupid, it's out of the science stuff. Got what I'm saying? Folks, they trashed the Constitution over a highly survivable virus. They forced experimental medicine on you without informed consent, direct violation of the Nuremberg Code, you know, the ones the Nazis broke that were written because of the Nazis. And here we are. Because of an emergency, they can make you take an experimental thing. Oh, they tested it on 8 mice. They tested it on 8 mice, so, you know, that's enough. 8 mice, I mean, Why go through all the money of doing extensive tests when you can just give it to people and then find out, you know, like Nancy, you know, pass the bill to find out what's in it. Take the shot to find out if it's deadly. That's the way the Democrats do things. Take your rights and then worry about it later. Take your rights and then worry about it later. That's what they're doing. Oh, the truth is still coming out about this. Carditis is everywhere in kids that didn't used to have it. Yeah. So hundreds became 70. Fear, 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 fear. And you know what else about this storm that nobody wants to talk about? We are told by our experts that if we do not change our ways, our temperature will great will change something point something degrees or 1 or 2 point, you know, right down to the tenth of a degree 100 years from now. Remember, these people they couldn't tell you what landfall was going to be until landfall was made. They had planes flying through it. They had satellites watching it. They had radar looking at it. Yet the geniuses that understand the weather enough to predict it 100 years from now can't get 6 hours correct. But you believe them. This is stupidity. You believe people that offer you not one iota of evidence that they know what the hell they're talking about. Matter of fact, they got to give the weather in percentages because they have no idea. They have a guess. If you've got a guess as what the weather's going to be a week from now, how do you know within a certainty of a tenth of a degree what the temperature's going to be 100 years from now? You don't. That's the answer. You don't. But you don't believe it. I don't know what to tell you. We are running down, man, we are running down some paths, folks. So I don't know if I want to do, I'm trying to look through Drudge here and see their top story. And this is funny. Drudge has been defending on, Drudge didn't used to be what it is. It has become yet another ABC, NBC, CBS. But it's funny, stories that show that they say one thing. They talk about, oh, the economy's okay, everything's fine. Biden has it. It's all good and everything. But then they post some stories that say otherwise. Like this one right here. 60% of Americans now living paycheck to paycheck. Wow, doesn't that sound like a great economy to you? Over half of America barely makes it to the next paycheck. Let's see what they're saying here. This would be interesting to see how they paint this as somehow positive. With persistent inflation weighing on consumers. Doesn't have nothing to do with the new tax bill that was just added to it. And this study has been proven to be true. If you total up what Americans spend on food, clothing, and housing, and then total up all the taxes paid, we pay in taxes more than Americans spend on food, clothing, and housing combined. That should just shock the day. We threw tea into the Boston Harbor over a 6 cent tax on 100 pounds of tea, and now as more than a 6 cent tax on one glass of tea. We have record taxation income to the government, and yet, still need more money. Get that? As of August, 60% of Americans were living paycheck to paycheck, according to a recent Lending Club report, a number that hasn't budged much since inflation hit 40 years high a year ago. The number of adults who felt stretched too thin was close to 55%. Even high-income earners are feeling the strain, the report. Of course, those earning more than six figures. 45% reported. Folks, if you're earning six figures and living paycheck to paycheck, it's not inflation. It's not inflation. See, it's funny because everybody wants to talk, and I'm going to get in on this, living paycheck to paycheck, but what does paycheck to paycheck include? See, everybody wants to live like the ultra-rich elite, but nobody has the income. It's called living beyond your means. A separate report by Bank of America found that 71% of workers don't feel that their pay is keeping pace with the cost of living. You think? You have record inflation brought on by Mr. Magoo, and you don't think that's going to affect everybody? Keep cheering for stuff to happen to the rich, because what happens to them happens to you. And now, of course, they're attacking the Supreme Court. They're marching right. No, they're marching back to the Constitution. That's what bothers you, libs. Because you've said it over and over and over. What stands between you and what you want to do is the Constitution. You've said it. They've said it. They've said it time and time and time again. That the thing that keeps them from doing everything they want to do is the Constitution. That's exactly. It's an obstacle to them. And it was written that way on purpose to be an obstacle from an oppressive government that wants to force you to put your needle in their body of a shop that is not even proven to be safe and was tested on 8 mice. Your rights get in the way. You dumb flag huggers. Your rights are in the way of them doing what they want to do to you. And they are saying it out in the open now, and you are allowing them to do it. Court approval sinks to historic lows. Let's see what this says. Let's see what this says. 47% trust the judicial branch. Previous low was 53%. Okay, I'm going to say it to you one more time. And I want you to hear this. And I want you to think about this. And I want you to do your research. I'm giving you a homework assignment. So it's not doing research on your own because the professor has told you to do it. And that's the only time that individual research is good, is when a professor tells you to do it, because you're not allowed to think on your own and go out and do your own research. But do your own research. They're saying historic low. You're talking 47% done on a highly biased polling platform. I know that. And also, all they could get was 47%, 53%. That's half of America. I've always said that America runs right down the middle. And 53 and 47% is basically right down the middle, with a little swing left and a little swing right. That's the way America is. That's why we should not listen to a dictator who's ruling with just his pen. Record high, 42% say Supreme. Again, look, folks, I'm going to explain to you how America really is split. You can believe this or not believe this. You got your 25%, it's going to be your far right. You got your 25%, it's going to be your far left. The rest of us basically inhabit the middle ground, where we understand the Democrats have some good ideas. We understand the Republicans have some good ideas. We understand that a mixture of the two in the middle of the road is actually the best. And sometimes we lean left, and sometimes we lean right. That's why 53% and 47%, that's leaning left and that's leaning right. This is all very predictable statistics. This is not something where you can go, ooh, it's all-time low. No, this is what happens, folks. But them getting back to the Constitution is not a bad thing. And if you looked at their rulings, that's what they're doing. They're getting back to the Constitution. And we never should have left it. Never should have left it. Oh, well. And now, L.A. Folks, I want you to understand something. California is the biggest clown show on the planet Earth. When I first started traveling years ago, I went to California, and it was not the place it is now. It was clean. You could go down to Venice Beach. The beaches were pristine. It was a great place to go. I went there without fear. Now it has been turned into an absolute shit show. It has. An absolute shit show. Part of that shit show is this communistic fruit checkpoint as you go into the state. Now, the reason I don't like to go through checkpoints, number one, they are violating your rights. That's number one. You should not be allowed to just be stopped while you are traveling by an agent of the state and questioned. Number one. Number two, they definitely should not have the power to try to search said vehicle, which they have done numerous times with me. So that's why I avoid the checkpoints, because if I go through there and I stand for my rights, I take a risk of going to jail, which doesn't bother me. But then somebody would have to take care of Dillinger, and I don't want those leeches to touch my dog. So I avoid it. But just think about this. Just think about this. I've been traveling 30-plus years doing comedy. In the past, I had to hide my marijuana. Now I've got to hide my potatoes. Just think about this. In San Francisco, you can walk into a store with a bag and steal as much as you want. In other parts of California, you can take a dump on the street and shoot up your heroin in broad daylight. But hey, don't you bring that banana across the border, because that will be what destroys California. This is absolute liberal lunacy and insanity. To when you can do crimes in broad daylight, and not a person will do anything to you. But don't you dare bring a banana across the border, because, well, we got some standards. We got some standards. Oh, well, do a couple quick commercials, and we'll be right back.
Hello, everyone. I want to introduce you to our friends at Marty.com. At Marty, you can stock up on all your pantry items and other household items for way, way cheaper than traditional grocery stores. I like that most of the items are organic. Also, I really dig their 1 cent deal of the day. It changes every single day. I recently snagged a 10-ounce bag of dog treats for Chewbacca for a penny. Normally, they sell on their site for $7.99. With the upcoming food shortages, this is my favorite place to stock up on canned goods. If you live in the mountain or Pacific time zones, you need to get with Marty.com, M-A-R-T-I-E.com. Look for our link on our FreedomizerRadio.com website and get a $10 free just because I told you to go there. Marty.com. Great deals, good feels.
Imagine waking up in a trunk. What is grooming? What if I told you we had a 40% increase of human and sex trafficking in our country due to COVID lockdowns? We already had high numbers to begin with. One's purpose is an amazing organization pounding the pavement every day, helping these survivors get help. Unfortunately, they do not have the funding they need for a safe house. In the state of Oregon, we have zero safe houses for these survivors who have endured the most heinous of crimes. The time is now to get involved. The time is now to help stop human trafficking. Please go to onespurpose.com to get involved. If you need help and if you know someone who needs to get help, please contact 541-221-3448. Make a donation. Make a difference.
My fellow Americans, it looks like some things have changed. Are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents?
If you want an abortion, get one!
Younger parents aren't sure that an appreciation of America is the right thing to teach modern children.
We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great.
When I drive into a neighborhood and there are American flags, it's a message of white supremacy.
I'm warning of an eradication of the American memory that could result in an erosion of the American spirit.
We need to completely dismantle the police department.
If we forget what we did, we won't know who we are. We've got to do a better job of getting across that America is free, and freedom is special and rare. Freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of enterprise. As long as we remember our first principle and believe in ourselves, the future will always be ours. Ours was the first revolution in the history of mankind that truly reversed the course of government, and with three little words, we the people. We the people are free. Once you begin a great movement, there's no telling where it'll end.
Hi, I am Broccoli Man. I want to tell you about the upcoming food shortage. We are going to have a worldwide depression thanks to COVID lockdowns. You need to have a food supply. Don't wait in a food line and get a microchip. You need to grow your own. The easiest and best way is with Ground with a Garden. Ground with a Garden. Grow your own hydroponic garden indoors or outside in a vertical container garden. You all know me. I am serious about my broccoli and non-GMO food. I spend long days fighting globalist crime rings. This gardening solution is easy and does not take a lot of time. Trust me. You will be thankful you did it. That is groundwithagarden.com. Go there today. Protect your family and lessen the effects of the global food shortage. Groundwithagarden.com.
All right. We're back. Still waking up. I'm doing a little shameless advertisement for himself right now. If you, happen to be on the internet, go check out Jokers and Jesters. That's the tour I'm doing right now. And we got an Amazon Prime special coming out next year. So check it out. We're on tour. Check out educatedredneck.com. Catch my tour schedule. It's all up there, updated clear up into November, I believe. So check it out and be ready to have some fun if you come out to a show. Got a great show for you. We do a lot of stuff. So now back to the news in the land of stupidity, which is California and the West Coast. I'm telling you, folks, I've been traveling this country for years, since the 90s, 80s and 90s. I've been traveling this country. I've been going to the West Coast for 30 years. And it used to be the pristine, beautiful place to go, and now it is a literal dump. Every single place you go, trash. Every single place you go, homeless. Every single place you go, crime. And now, let's add to their stupidity with the $7 a gallon gas, this. A $50,000 electric bill. The cost of cooling L.A.'s biggest houses in a heat wave. Cooling off a 1,500-square-foot bungalow in a heat wave is expensive enough. But how big are the bills for the mansions? Now, remember, these mansions are inhabited by people that are telling you your lifestyle, you know, your little house, your little car is causing all the problems on the planet, not their private jets, not their houses with $50,000 electric bills that have pools and waste water on grass in a desert. And they have $50,000 electric bills. Well, what makes all that electricity? It's not green technology. So you can drive your little electric car, but if you're spending $50,000 on electricity, you're a problem. You're the problem. You don't need that mansion. What one person needs 60 bedrooms? What one person needs 10,000 square foot? Like this, 105,000 square foot home in Bel Air. These are the people that lecture you on being frugal. And you let them because you idolize them because they're stars. I'll be honest with you. I haven't seen a TV show or a movie done by these elites for years. I just quit going. I just quit going because of stuff like this. You sit there and lecture people about how their car is destroying the planet, yet you have a house big enough for hundreds of people to live in, but only you live in it because you're so important, you're so elite that you should be able to live an extravagant lifestyle, and all the peons that aren't as important as you should live different because they are the unwashed masses, and you are the elite. You have made it to the top of the dog pile. So rules do not apply to you because you are above the rules, because you have enough money to buy influence, because you have enough money to buy a representative. Electric bill, $27,000. It's definitely your car that's causing the problem. Definitely your car. Progressives hump for new younger leaders in Sanders-Warren era. You progressives, you're the biggest bunch of idiots on the planet Earth. You're not progressive, you're regressive. You better understand that. And going down this rat hole of Democrat stupidity and Democrat problems, here's two headlines right back to back. Democrat-run cities, you can't blame a scintilla of this on Republicans because you guys have been in power for years, and look what you've done. Violent, unprovoked attacks have New Yorkers on edge, and Philly residents fight to reclaim their streets. You see that? Now, why are the citizens of these two Democrat utopias fighting violent crime. It's obviously the Republicans who haven't been controlled for years. Look what the Democrats did to Detroit. Democrats have become locusts. They spread their nonsense, they destroy economies, and they flitter off to the next success. You watch what happens in Austin, Texas. That's where the new Democrat hold is Austin, Texas. They go to rich states, they milk them dry, and they move on like a herd of locusts. And, you know, didn't New York eliminate cash bails? Isn't that the same stupid shit that Illinois just did? Well, it's not fair to them to expect them to have money to get out of jail. That's not fair to their victims. Nobody gives a shit about the victims. Oh, we got to understand why the poor criminal did what he did. He's a criminal. Put him in jail. It doesn't matter why he did what he did. But see, you know, they'll let these criminals go into stores and rob. You can punch people in broad daylight. But, hey, don't you do five over, because that's a crime. And we're going to take money from you. And the reason we're going to take money from you is you won't fight back because you're a law-abiding citizen. We ain't going to mess with them people who are going to fight back. There's something profoundly wrong. Yeah, there's something profoundly wrong. It's who you're voting for, idiots. A chilling spate of recent incidents involving innocent victims runs the gamut. Because you can't carry a gun, too. They know their victims are unarmed. See, New York was the reason the Supreme Court, all that everybody hates, ruled that their laws were unconstitutional. And what did they do? They wrote new laws. And you, as a dumb Democrat, put them right back in power and then bitch because your cities are no longer safe. And then this is picture. In a crime-laden corner of Philadelphia, there is trash in the streets. Folks, listen to me. The first thing you need is strong laws. You need strong laws. And laws aimed at criminals and not at innocent people. Because, see, everybody wants, we need gun control. We need to take your gun. No, the guns are not the problem. Here, you want gun control? I'll give you a gun control law. I'll back this 100%. Commit any crime and merely imply you have a gun and then get busted after the crime with a gun in your possession, life in prison, no parole. Oh, that's too harsh. Well, what is it when you lose your 15-year-old kid to some jackass with a gun? That's not horrible. Life in prison, no parole. We need an island. Let's take Manhattan. We need to turn it into a prison and send people there and say, good luck. Now, you use a gun in the commission of any crime, you pull it out, you brandish it, you point it, you get caught. Death sentence. That's how you get their attention. You go through court and you go to jail, or you go to hell. I don't care which one. But that's how you stop this. This no cash bail and just picking somebody up and going, oh, you're a bad boy. That ain't working. Because part of being a criminal is not having morals or values. That's why you're a criminal. That's why you steal from your fellow man. You are lower. You are the lowest form of scum on the earth. the lowest form of scum on the earth. And you know what? There's a lot of things that they will not talk about. They want to scream when police shoot a black guy, but they don't want to talk about when black guys kill black guys, because that's racist. Folks, here's another idiotic fuck. California is just Newsom signs bill banning rap lyrics as evidence in criminal cases. See, this is part of the new racism. The liberal racism. You notice they didn't make that bill and say rock lyrics, jazz lyrics, pop lyrics. No, they specifically said rap lyrics. Just like colleges are now are creating spaces where only blacks can go. But that's not racist. We're being sold a bill of goods that racism only goes one direction. Racism flows every direction. These people are, oh, you got to have power to... No, you don't have to have power to be a racist. You do not have to have power to be a racist. Sorry to tell you. But that's what they want you to believe. If you don't have power, you can't be a racist. And see, racism's like cancer. If you allow any of it to stay around, it'll continue to spread. And if you're racist to one side, to somehow make up some form of racism against the other side, in and of itself is racist. But dividing people by color for any reason is a bad idea. It is. It's a super bad idea. And don't believe me, this is going to come back to haunt people. Or it should, shall I say. And of course, jurors begin hearing January 6th Oath Keeper sedition. Folks, listen to me. Did you watch any of the videos from January 6th? That's the farthest thing from a coup that ever existed. But they got to keep this show trial going because they got to keep you focused on anything but what they're doing to this country. Oh, Biden's digital currency? Your freedom is dead if they get that. The people who lost $3 trillion or $7 trillion. Oh, you remember that? No. Research. The day before 9/11, Rumsfeld announced that the military had lost $7 trillion. That's not a conspiracy theory. That's a fact. And guess what? On 9/11, by sheer luck, the terrorists hit every building that held every document that would help us trace that $7 trillion lost dollars and wiped it away, and my dog ate my homework. And then everybody went, it was only $7 trillion. Who cares? We're $30 trillion in the hole, so who really toss about $7 trillion? That's nothing to even worry about at all. But, yeah, there was a coup. You all keep telling yourselves that when you watch cities burn and sat there and said, oh, it's mostly peaceful protests, you lost all right to comment on anything. planned for an armed rebellion, prosecutors say. No, they didn't. Guy in the bison hat couldn't plan a fart party. And here, this is part of the culture war that I'm talking about. And I don't want you to get me wrong, because you're not allowed to say things, but I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it. You know, they're all upset because Bros flopped at the box office. You know what Bros was, anybody? Anybody? It was a gay comedy. It's a gay comedy. And they said straight people just didn't show up. Well, how dare they? How dare the vast majority? You're writing a comedy for a niche group, a small, teeny fraction of America, and in your surprise, the people who have been beaten with your flags, beaten with your messages, beaten with your shows at their food places, told that they're the problem, told their lifestyle's the problem, told that they're just bigoted and homophobic. And how dare they not show up your comedy? See, you do not want the right to be gay. You want the privilege of being gay, to where you're held at a higher esteem than those boring straight people. And he blamed homophobia. No, I just don't give a shit about a gay movie. It's not on my list of things to see. It's not on the list of a vast majority of it. Should have been made? Yeah, should have been made. I'm not saying don't make it. I'm not saying take their voice away. But don't be surprised when a bunch of straight people don't want to watch a bunch of gay shit. Folks. Oh, wow. Time is ripping. Tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to play some commercials. And then we'll come back for the last section of the show. And so here we go.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is your governor speaking.
Today's training evolution, dogfighting, taking on the corporate media.
The rules of engagement are as follows. Number one, don't fire unless fired upon. But when they fire, you fire back with overwhelming force.
Does it say that in the bill?
I'm asking
you to tell me what's in the bill.
Number two, never, ever back down from a fight.
If I could complete the question, though.
So you're going to give a speech or ask a question?
Number three, don't accept their narrative.
It's wrong. It's a fake narrative. I just disabused you of the narrative, and you don't care about the facts.
It's why people don't trust people like you, because you peddle false narratives.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Please check out our sponsor, Save Around. Save Around coupon books have been with us for several years, and they help you save money when going out to eat, renting a car, buying flowers, and all kinds of other good stuff. The good thing is you can view the coupon books before you buy. Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.com, and click on the Save Around book that you'll see right next to our chat room. Like I said, you could preview it before you purchase, and hopefully you'll save yourself some money and help us as well. Please check it out.
Did you know that every time you swipe your debit card, those behind-the-scenes transaction fees make the big banks even richer? In 2016 alone, these fees added up to $60 billion. Yes, that's billion with a B. Well, what if there was a way to have the convenience of a debit card, but reroute those fees from the banksters to organizations actually doing good in the world? Organizations that protect the environment or feed hungry children? What if your swipes could literally change the world? Well, Groundswell SPC has found a way to do just that. We've designed a Visa debit card program that shares transaction fees with your favorite cause. Groundswell partners with nonprofit organizations that promote the card to their supporters. Their supporters then use the card to power the mission of the nonprofit. It's a win-win-win for everyone, except the big banks, of course. Groundswell is about to launch its first cards into market, and we're inviting you to be part of this movement as an investor in the company. Go to WeFunder.com/GroundswellCard to learn more. Set up a free WeFunder account and invest in Groundswell today and get your money on mission.
Hey, everyone. Proof here again. I want to let you know that you want to protect yourself against this upcoming food shortage that's about to happen. I know with all this COVID stuff that growing your own food is going to be extremely important right now. So I want to introduce you to my friends over at groundwithagarden.com, and you can get yourself hooked up with a vertical garden that you can grow inside or outside of your house. So if you have a back patio or you don't have room outside, you can grow in either way. And I have a bunch of stuff growing on mine. I have pictures to share. I love this thing. This is the best garden and most successful that I've ever had for gardening for my own self. So let me give you the website again, groundwithagarden.com. That's groundwithagarden.com.
Remember when no one thought that 1 year from the election, the Dow would be up 28.5%.
You've got very strong growth, a terrific employment market.
We have no inflation, virtually no inflation.
Wages climbed 2.7%. The unemployment rate matched a 50-year low.
Oil prices dropping today, tumbling more than 3%.
President Trump's policies, tax cuts, deregulation, opening energy.
Whether you're a blue-collar or white-collar worker, he's taking care of all collars.
He is rebuilding this economy
in ways experts say was never possible.
The Biden administration faces another crisis amid a growing...
It is not a pretty picture here at the pump. The price of gas increasing more than 6% over...
You're paying more for everything.
When the enemy comes into your life like a flood, stand your ground. And take your sword out in Luke 10. And go eyeball to eyeball with him and tell him, I have been given the authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm me. Stand your ground. When he tries to use one of his main tactics, which is fear, tell him, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Stand your ground. When he thinks you're down, tell him, I'm not down, Satan. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Stand your ground. When he tells you you're a loser, tell him, I am the head and not the tail. When the enemy comes after you, tell him, Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Stand your ground. When he whispers in your ear and tells you you can't do this, throw Philippians 4:13 to him. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stand your ground.
You knew I had to play that one. That's my favorite commercial for one reason, the message. Stand your ground. Don't fear. Folks, everybody dies, but not everybody lives. Stand your ground. Oh, and one thing I forgot to mention while we're talking about these $50,000 electric bills. What's going to happen when they start plugging all these electric cars in that they're forcing on people? And again, why is it the government's job to select the next vehicle that's going to replace automobiles? Why is it not the market that has created everything, including what replaced the horse and buggy? The government did not replace the horse and buggy with the automobile. The automobile was a design that was better than the horse and buggy and took over because that's what free markets are about. The market deciding, not a bunch of boobs, 30 trillion in the hole, who haven't estimated anything they've ever done in the history correctly yet. You follow them. You let them decide the course of the country rather than the free market, which has carried us over the years. Things have got really worse the stronger the government has gotten. Know that. That is one of the biggest problems right now is the government. Anyhow, Russia army on the precipice of collapse. So let me get this straight. One of the biggest military forces in the world fighting Ukraine is losing. But they got nukes and jets. They've got nukes and jets. Isn't that what babbling Biden's always out there barking? You Americans can't defend yourselves from our nukes. We'll use them against you. Imagine a Republican saying that. He'd be called a warmonger, a dictator. But Babbling Joe spouts it and says that he's going to use the government against his own people. And nobody has a problem with that, especially the lamestream media, because they are no longer the fourth's propaganda machine, which is the United States government right now. And why in the hell? Remember, this is all Putin. Everything that's going on in the United States is Putin's fault. The gas prices, Putin, inflation, Putin. Why doesn't any of it rest with Captain Numbnuts? Is Putin running our country? That's a good question to ask. Who's making all these policies? These are all legitimate questions, folks. See, you're not allowed to ask questions anymore, especially anything that goes against the regime. And again, I was talking earlier about Putin saying nuclears. He's threatening them. Do you think he's just threatening them, or do you think he's actually thinking about it? These are legitimate questions. Believe me, if a Republican was in office facing what Biden's facing, they sure as hell wouldn't be getting the pass that Biden's getting. His bumbling ineptness is feeding this whole problem over in Ukraine. And don't forget, he famously said, you want that money? Fire this person. And son of a bitch, he was fired. Came right out, quid pro quo, in the open, not a word. Son's thing, talks about paying the big guy off, not a word. The corruption is right out in the open. You don't have to dig or make it up, but they turn away from it because it's a Democrat and because the press is in the bag for Democrats. And then the stories coming out of Ukraine and all that captures Americans' detailed beating. You mean there's war crimes going on with people putting bombs in the civilian populations, and you're concerned about the beatings? See, this is the thing. We have tried to make war palatable. War is always evil. War is always bad. War is always disgusting. You should never try to make it anything less.
That's why we should not go to war. That's why we should try to figure it out. Unreal. And we're getting into it. We're sending weapons. We're sending military people. Whether you want to know it or not, they're on the ground. Don't you think they're not? Don't you think they're not? Let's see here. Oh, Brazil. Yeah, they're going. Oh, Brazil used to be a great place. Brazil used to have really good lifestyle, and then look what happened. The commies came to town, and like the locust Democrats, they sucked the money out and left the people holding the bag. And right now, if you're not paying attention, around the world, there are financial collapse after financial collapse because the governments have overspent. They want to blame this on, you know, this crisis. It's the governments. The governments around the world, all of them are spending more than they have. All of them are spending more than they have. And you know whose money that is? Yours. And you know who will not suffer as a result of that spending? The government. The government officials never suffer what they force on the people. Never. Home prices now posted biggest monthly drop since 2009. Remember last time the market went upside down? Remember? They're doing everything they did before. Only this time now that they're making sure this market's being scooped up. All these houses and all these things that are in crisis, they're being scooped up by big investors. And then they turn around and they rent them houses back at inflated prices to us. And nobody's going to stop it. Because they're lining the pockets of their representatives. They're not your representatives. They quit being your representatives years ago. See, this is why we need to stop all the big monopolies. Croc should not be allowed to exist. Amazon should not be allowed to exist. Google. But here you go. Oh, Dems have a 31% chance of keeping the House. Now remember, for weeks now, they've been doing all this. It looks like the Dems are going to take it. Now they're Dems have a 31% chance. See, this is obvious that people don't understand percentages and fractions. That's how they scared an entire planet to shut down and ruin economies over a virus that was 99% survivable. They ruined the world over a 1% chance of death. And if you weren't with a lot of comorbidities, old, it was way less than that. Republicans urge probe in foreign farmland purchases. Yeah. We're being taken over from within. And we're so driven by being afraid to be called racist that we get people like Tlaib and Ilhan Omar. People who openly hate everything American are in our offices. But you don't care.
Care.
Because why? Because you're just a racist. No, I'm not a racist. I just understand what's going to eventually destroy America. And my high school teacher had it correct. We will not be destroyed from without. We will be destroyed from within. And he was so correct when he said that. So correct when he said that. I'm going to go over here. Let's see real quick. Run down the news from Facebook, because that's another Libby site. Let's see here. Well, they talk about Seahawks football. Who gives a shit? What? Occupant's phone. Passenger's cell phone automatically alerted responders after the car hit a tree on Sunday that killed six of the Young's occupants. What? Oh, wow. I didn't know this was an option. Apparently, the phone detected the crash, and when the owner didn't respond, it called for help. I didn't know. Help, I phoned when I got up. I guess it's the phone has that now. Man shot in attempted carjacking. Well, one for the good guys. One for the good guys. Man, 74, charged with shooting new neighbor's pit bull dead. And he obviously was not a police officer because he'd been given an award. They're allowed to shoot dogs because they fear for their lives, but citizens can't shoot dogs, only police. They got the special privilege to kill your pet. Hmm. Well, so much nothing in the news. So much nothingness in the news. One dead after teens allegedly steal and crash Maserati left unlocked with keys inside. I'm sure they're going to blame the owner and not the kids for stealing it. You know what I'm saying? Not the ones who are stealing it. Russian TV aghast as Ukraine advance. We are treating what's happening. Oh, that's another thing. Did you catch Kamala's racist statements? Did you catch those? That they are going to make sure that the money is directed to people of color first. Imagine somebody saying white people. Imagine that. White people will get the money first. But you're allowed to. Unreal. Oh, well, we're down to the last 3 minutes. Again, the show is finally coming to an end. I have much traveling to do. I'm running up to Chiloquin, see my buddy Jesse, and then we start work again in Grants Pass, Oregon on Wednesday, and the tour continues. So check us out. We have a new Amazon Prime special next year. And doing a lot of touring right now. Come catch a show. You can find it on my website, educatedredneck.com. You can find it there. You can find it at jokersandjesters.com. So y'all need to catch up on that. You also all need to get right, get ready. They're trying to destroy this country. They're going to put digital currency into effect and take away all your rights unless you stand up now. Whether you like it or not, cash is freedom because cash is untraceable. Once they know every penny, see, that's funny. The people who can lose $7 trillion, that's okay. But we want to know every penny, every transaction you make. Think about that. They have rules for them and rules for you, which is one of the things the Constitution was supposed to prevent. And we have let them get so big, so out of control. And you, Charlie Browns, have allowed them to force something on people that is not even effective and is probably more deadly than the virus. In fear. Folks, do not live your life in fear. Everyone dies. Not everyone lives. Be strong. Be steadfast. Stand for your rights. Don't let people shame you. They were written for a reason. And as always, if you are listening to this, you are the Resistance. Have a blessed day.